I had a great time in high school. When I went to college, I went to an urban school, University of Detroit. And I would go to my college classes and I would go to work afterward. And it just, that never stopped. I really wasn't socially active, but in high school, I had a great time. I had a great group of friends. I was involved in theater and sports, and it was just fantastic for me. I missed it, you know, as I got older.
I've actually been dying to ask you, what were you labeled in school? Were you a popular guy, George?
I was voted most talented in
high
school.
That's pretty good.
I was generally pretty quiet. I had a small group of friends. I wasn't like the class president or anything like that, but I was well-liked. I did a lot of theater and stuff like that, so I was very well-known. I wrote for the school newspaper. I played football and baseball, But, you know, I wasn't what you would consider to be the upper echelon of popularity. I was up there in the crowd, but, you know, I was kind of private. I did my own thing. I dated the mother of my children, whom I married, was my high school sweetheart. She was 16 when I met her. I was 17. And then when she was 18, she was in high school. I graduated. Got married. I was 20. She was 19. We stayed married for 17 years, had three kids. And I had that small group of friends in school, but it was great. I loved it. You know, my dad gave me his used car. So I had a car in Detroit, Michigan. And, you know, I thought I had it all. I was working part-time at Baker's Shoes. It's a shoe store. They're all over the country.
I shop there.
You do. Great shoes. And, you know, I was on commission. They gave us at the time 8% of whatever we sold. And for a kid who was 17, 18, 19 years old, you know, I was making $150, $200 a week part-time, you know, selling shoes. It was great. I mean, life was good.
Ah, I knew there was something about you in shoes.
Yeah, exactly.
I thought it was something else, though.
I was a great shoe salesman. I really was. But I enjoyed it. I had a great time in school. But I saw the various categories of the people that you studied and did your research with. I was the kind of guy, Alexandra, that we would call the tough kids the greasers, right?
You were a greaser.
No, not me.
Oh, they were.
They were. But I was friends with them. I was the kind of guy who made friends with everybody. I never got into a fight in school. I did one bad thing in high school, and that was there was a kid there who was a bully, and he would push around and bully all these other kids. And I got to the point where I got fed up with it, and we were all in school one day in the school swimming pool. It was a physical education lesson. And I realized that he was petrified of water. The way he got in, he wouldn't swim. He was kind of shaky, and keep in mind now, this is a guy who bullied everybody. And I went up to him, and his name was Dale Brewer. I remember that guy. And I held him underwater. I grabbed him, and I held him underwater, and I counted so he wouldn't drown. And I let him up, and he's gasping for air. And I said, "You bully one more kid, I will do this again to you." And he stopped. He never did it again. How would I fit into your research project?
Well, basically you're saying, let's take all the bullies and try water torture.
That's water torture. That's right. I was the first of the water torturers.
Yeah, I don't know about that method, George.
I probably had Dick Cheney in my class. He probably saw what I did or something. But anyway, that was me. But I saw these various categories of the kids, the seven that you studied, that you found.